Physical and biogeochemical observations from unautonomous profiling Argo float in the Bay of Bengal show significant changes in upper ocean structure during the passage of Tropical Cyclone, TC, Hudhud, 7 October 2014. TC Hudhud mixed water from a depth of about 50 meters into the surface layers through a combination of upwelling and turbulent mixing. Mixing was extended into the depth of neutricline, the exocline and the subsurface chlorophyll maximum, thus had a strong impact on the biogeochemistry of the upper ocean. Before the storm, the near surface layer was nutrient depleted and was thus oligotrophic with the chlorophyll. A concentration of less than 0.15 mg/m?3. Storm mixing initially increased the chlorophyll by 1.4 mg/m?3, increased the surface nitrate concentration to about 6.6 mkg?1, and decreased the sub-surface dissolved oxygen, 30 to 35 meters, to 31% of saturation, 140 m. These conditions were favorable for phytoplankton growth, resulting in an estimated increase in primary productivity averaging 1.5 g/cm²/1 over 15 days. During this bloom, chlorophyll A increased by 3.6 mg/m², and dissolved oxygen increased from 111% to 123% of saturation. Similar observations during TC Varda, 6 December 12, 2016, showed much less mixing. Our analysis suggests that relatively small, high, translation speed and presence of cold, warm, core eddy leads to strong, weak, oceanic response during TC Hudhud, TC Varda. Thus, although cyclones can cause strong biogeochemical responses in the Bay of Bengal, the strength of response depends on the properties of the storm and the prevailing upper ocean structure, such as presence of mesoscale eddies.